Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing, your love for me.
Give unto me
for every valley,
for every valley.
your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Hallelujah. Come on, thanking God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, if you would just lift up your voice this morning, amen, and give God some praise right now.
And decree and declare, hallelujah, that change has come, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Decree and declare and receiving your healing on today, amen. Receiving your breakthrough, amen, hallelujah. Receiving your deliverance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's shout glory.
Praise
hallelujah
you,
to your name, God. There's no one greater than you, Father God. Come on, come on. If you come to worship him in truth and in spirit, as the word of God says, amen. Hallelujah, that he desires us to worship him in truth and in spirit. Come on up today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank
and surrender all
you
over this morning, withholding nothing, amen. Casting all your cares and your fears up over the Bible tells us that he cares, amen. So cast your cares on today. Give it all over to God, amen. Take your hands off, amen. And give it to God and trust him. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us enter in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we come this day, oh God, with all faith, believing you and trusting you for a mighty move in this family, oh God. Oh Lord, move mighty on this line on today, oh God. Touch every heart and touch every mind of your children that's on the line today that have an ear to hear, a heart to receive, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we enter in on today with all faith, believing and trusting you, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you would just have your way right now, Lord God. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our lives. We give it to you now and for eternity. We ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that, Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decree and declare you to be on the throne of our lives, in all, over all areas of our lives. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, in all, through all, and above all our lives. That thy kingdom come, that thy will be done. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your freedom, amen. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy, oh God. We thank you for forgiveness, amen. Oh, Lord, we come this day, oh God, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come, hallelujah, exalting your mighty name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you have kept us, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, amen. We thank you, oh God, for remembering us, oh, today, that you're waking our sleeping spirits, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, if you be for us, who can be against us? We thank you that you're always with us. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you. You have given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you have given us. We give you praise and we thank you, God, even as we press on today. And we declare and declare with all faith we will make it. Amen. We will not be denied. There's nothing that the devil can do to stop us because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, as we come on today, those that need the healing, oh God, that healing and take place, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12, let your healing water flow into our lives. Hallelujah, the life of your children, that we may be, that we may receive and be healed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, even right now, God, Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives and those in our family from today onward. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and warfare, to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Release the grace, oh God, to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. Let us, hallelujah, let us to be able to press on to win, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God, we are trusting you for our breakthrough in our peace, breakthrough in our strength, breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our relationships, breakthrough in our deliverance. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude than you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say, take it by faith. We receive it right now. And we thank you for, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're thankful, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. Amen. We claim our victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits of curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, of witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation and the shed blood of all these things right now. We declare and declare according to Job 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can see now with new eyes. We thank you that every spiritual blindness, a spiritual deafness, a spiritual ignorance, a spiritual numbness has been removed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are with our family members. Even right now, God, your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. Amen. So we thank you for answered prayers right now. We thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Amen. But Heavenly Father, on today, we surrender ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your word says in Jeremiah 33:3, to call upon you and you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Lord God, we come to you and we cry out. We call unto you, creator of the universe. We ask you to show us great and mighty things of the unfathomable riches of your glory and splendor, that you are our help. Amen. Help us to plumb the depth of the being of your being and to know you, Lord God. We worship you and we praise your holy name. Blessed be your holy name, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Father God. Oh, Lord, as we come humbling ourselves this morning, we give our heart to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, please teach us to be humble, God. We give our feet to you, Lord God. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Heavenly Father, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day of our lives. With our ears, let us hear from you, Lord God. Every time you call, amen, we give ourselves to you, Heavenly Father. We obey your law, amen. We give our hands to you, Lord God. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord God, all our blessed days, because you have blessed us. Amen. Our mouth will give to you, Lord God. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we are living a free life because you've given us freedom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not go back to bondage. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we enter in on today, oh God, with all faith, hallelujah, on this line today, oh God, we pray for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Father God, you know what we need before we ask. But Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We leave it all in your hands this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, we crucify our flesh now according to Romans 8:13 as we die daily for to our selfish desires, and we live to do your desires according to 1 Corinthians 15:31 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then we command the mind of our flesh to shut up and don't talk to us about sin, for we're dead to sin according to Romans 6:2. Don't talk to us about condemnation, but there's no condemnation to us because we are in Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Christ. Oh, Lord, stir up an extra spirit in us, oh, God, that we will do your will, oh, God, all the days of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, 11. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for so many things. We're thankful for your word is true and established in heaven according to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever according to Psalm 118:1. Amen. That your grace is sufficient for us. Amen. According to 2 Corinthians 12:9, for your angels and for your protection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Have your way on this line, amen. Do a new thing in us right now. Change us, oh Lord, and make us more like you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Father God, we come asking to receive forgiveness for our sins according to 1 John 1:9, amen. Oh, Lord, forgive us right now. We come praying with a heart of repentance this morning, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness, amen. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, amen. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Restore us to the joy of our salvation. Baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of anger, rage, resentment, and bitterness. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of stagnation, procrastination, limitation, death and premature death, destruction, oppression, depression, and fear. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of addiction, every spirit of jealousy, every spirit of lust and perversion, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirits of unbelief, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We are the head and not the tail, amen. On top and not beneath them. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare this morning, oh God, because you've given us life, oh God. You have remembered us on today, and we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be on today? But, Lord, we thank you that you're always with us. Amen. That you'll never leave us, never forsake us. Amen. And we stand on your promise of yes and amen. And we, by faith, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We ask, oh God, right now, we ask to speak and to do your perfect will in this life for you, for ourselves, and for our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to guard us and those in our family with many angels that they manifest as needed. We ask you to make us alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thousand ways. We ask that we, Hallelujah, may prosper in what we put our hands to do for you, Lord. We ask you to renew our youth like the eagles. We ask for a heart like yours and growth and maturity to walk in into the fullness with you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Amen. Let there be a great pouring in of our glory, our Shekinah glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare your faithfulness to the heavens and your loving kindness and tender mercy anew every morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that our mind, will, emotions do not deceive us from hearing your voice. And be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut up and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and the natural realms in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ up over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so that they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to us or those in our family, their houses, our houses, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our workplace, our schools, and finances. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help us, Heavenly Father, to bear the cross that you prepared for us and help those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. We ask for your help, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough this morning.
We thank you, Lord God. We ask that you help us to cease from our own labors, and we do so by faith. We ask that you cause us to enter your rest right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith, we receive it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and walk on our behalf and those in our family. We just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Father God, we ask as we read your word this morning, oh God, let the scripture take root in me and grasp on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Oh Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not just be hearers, oh God, and readers of your word, but we will be doers of your word and always see it, though, that we belong to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for them. We put on us right now the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us up from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. That we're protected fully by the arm of God. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come into our lives. Amen. And we decree and declare victory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be uprooted and cast down right now, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today. Those of us that are traveling or will be traveling the road on today, oh God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Amen. Oh, Father God, prepare the way, oh God, making every crooked path straight. Amen. Smoothing out any rough patches along the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every family member and loved one. Amen. Over our homes and all that's in our homes, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, or they may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building or place, everywhere our feet may tread. Amen. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare together on this line that the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. Hallelujah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning, but yet and still we thank you. Father God, on today we lift up our Aunt Classy and all her concerns. Oh, God, Lord, we ask that you touch and that you would touch and heal. Oh, God, deliver and set free. Oh, God, let joy overtake her even right now. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, with all that's on our heart, oh, God, hallelujah, let our heart not be troubled. Let peace come and be still. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up your daughter Bonnie on today, oh, God. Hallelujah, her husband and children, oh, God, her mother. Hallelujah, her siblings and all that she loves and concerned about. And, Lord, we pray that peace will come and joy will just overtake it and joy will just run her down and hold, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you will be her strength, oh, God. Give her supernatural strength to keep on keeping on. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, be the strength of a mother, oh God. Give her the strength to keep on keeping on, oh God. Oh, Lord, do a new thing, oh God. Let her mind be renewed even right now, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, touch her heart, oh God. Let her heart be with the rhythm of life, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood on today, amen. For we know life of the flesh is in the blood, amen. That healing may spring up in her body, oh God. That her bones may be strengthened, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I will sit there. And we just want to say thank you. We lift up and pray for your daughter, Brenda Gale, and all that she loves. We lift up her mother on today. Hallelujah, ancient Ruth, man. Lord, we pray that you will continue to be her strength, be her peace, oh God, be her help, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We lift up your daughter, Earlene, on today. Oh, Lord, let your peace just overtake her. Let peace, hallelujah, be in the home and everywhere she go, oh God. Let peace answer for her, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let joy be her portion, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, be her strength, oh God, and those that you're concerned about, oh God, Lord, we pray for their help, and even right now, oh God, even as we pray, oh God, that you'll deliver those that you love and concerned about out of harm's way, amen, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we lift up your daughter, Kim, on today, your minister, oh God, let her fire, make her minister fire, oh God, as she preach your word and teach your word with fire, the Holy Ghost, and all will see, oh God, and deliverance will come, in the mighty name of Jesus,
Christ. Oh, Lord, help for those that you love and concerned about us. Oh, Lord, be their helper. We thank you, God, for your help and your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We lift up your daughter, Carol, God, do a new work in her, do a new work in her home. Oh, Lord, touch her heart, create a clean heart, oh, God. Give her new ears to hear from you, God, and to be obedient to what thus said the Lord, oh, God, that she would truly be blessed and that healing would spring up in her body, that she may be renewed, oh, God, to the days of her youth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, help her husband, oh, God, and all that she loves and concerned about her. Touch the lives of her grandchildren and children, oh, God. Oh, Lord, do a turnaround right now. Turn things around and bless them, oh, God, for their good. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We lift up your daughter, Twino, today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, work the mighty work in us, oh, God. Do a new thing in our life, oh, God. That change come even right now, God. That all will see, oh, God, that she is your daughter, oh, God. That I operate with the fruit of the Spirit, oh, God. Not lacking one in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, bless and heal the life of your daughter, Polly, Bernadine, oh, God. In the life of her children, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let your joy be a portion all the days of her life. Lord, we pray for long life, good health and strength and wholeness and newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, work a miracle in the life of her children. Work a miracle in the life of her grandchildren, great-grandchildren, oh, God. Let her prayers, oh, God. Let them be answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, oh, Lord, we still get on this morning. Where will we be, oh, God? Lord, we pray and lift up your daughter, Connie, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that she will see with new eyes and hear with new ears and speak with a new tongue. Oh, Lord, that she will hear you hallelujah, clearly, oh, God, and discern what you're saying to her in this season. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that will truly bless her life. Bless the life of those that she loves and concerned about, oh, God. Lord, I pray that you will be her strength, oh, God. Oh, Lord, in the weakness, oh, God, be her strength and stand her up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Increase the love, oh, God. Increase the peace, amen. Increase the patience, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough this morning, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We love you. And we just give it all over to you right now. We decree and declare this deliverance. We decree and declare every blessing that you have for us. We receive it right now with no delays in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, I pray for my husband this morning and all that's on the line and their husbands. Amen. And we pray the strength of the men of God. Amen. That you would strengthen, oh God, and those that have been led astray, oh God. Lord, we pray for immediate sake, oh God. Holy Ghost will rest and bring them back in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, and peace be there. Portion. Amen. Oh, Lord, strengthen them with a supernatural strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, lead them and guide them directly, oh God, with our Holy Spirit. We pray for divine positioning for our lives and the life of our husband and family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may receive every form of protection, every blessing, amen, and every favor that cometh from you. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare by faith that it's so, and it shall be no other way. And we decree and declare your goodness on today. Amen. And we receive it that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God. Come on, family. Come on, it's the end of this month. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen and amen again. I am so glad to have a lot this morning. Hallelujah. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do that this morning, but we thank God for this opportunity one more time. I am going to have to get off the line early this morning. I do have an event for the youth that I am participating in with my children and other children. And so I was telling my mom, I don't think I'll be able to get on this morning, but I said, no, I'll be in position so we can at least have time of prayer
see how everybody's doing and give scripture. So I'll call your name this morning. We want to know how you're doing and how you've been. And if there's anything you'd like to say at this time, please do so. And then we're going to go straight into scripture because I have to wrap up and get on out of here and get to this event for the youth. So God bless me. God bless you all for this morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to start with A-Classy. A-Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning, family. Thank you all for waking me up this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for that wonderful prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and be quiet and let you go on your journey. Thank you. That's a wonderful prayer. I enjoyed it. And I love you.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. I love you. Thank God for you, A-Classy. So good to have you on the line this morning. First one on the call. I said, oh, that's A-Classy. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how y'all been, A-Vera?
Good morning. Mama, say good morning. Good morning. She's not being nice today, but good morning. You want to say good morning to your sisters?
Good morning.
Good morning, Vera.
Good morning, Vera.
But we're doing good. Good morning. You hear everybody saying good morning to you?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning,
Vera. Wake up.
Good morning, cuz. All right. God bless you.
Good morning. Well, we're having a good, it's been a good week, and we're feeling good, and everything is good. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. So good to have you on the line this morning. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hope y'all can hear me. The line was breaking a little bit there. So hopefully I'm coming through okay.
Yeah, we hear you.
Amen, amen. All righty. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Good morning and welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika. Praise God, our amazing God, for one more time. One more time. We've had a good week. We've had a really good week. Thank God for all his blessings. Keeping me strong, keeping me healthy to take care of my mama.
Yes,
she's eating pretty good. Not as well as she was, but she's still eating. She's still eating, still taking her medicine. So,
yes.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Love your family. God bless all
love
of us.
Love you too. God bless you. God love you. I keep you back to hear you this morning. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Doing good, and I've been good. And thank you for that amazing prayer. You just covers it all. And it's just good to be here and to get everybody on the line. We are blessed with a second chance, another day to enjoy. To God be the glory for it all. And I just can't thank you. We are
amen.
So blessed. Yes, we are so blessed.
Amen.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mama, Carol, God bless you. Mama, go ahead. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Good blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana to Indiana. I hope I got it right this time. The mind play tricks on you.
Right.
But I'm good. God woke me up this morning. No bad news. So I'm doing good. How y'all doing? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All is well. All is well. God bless you. We love you, Mom. We thank God for you. Good to have you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead. Twan. God bless you, Twan. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good, family. Good morning. I'm grateful to be on the line this morning. I'm just grateful that God continues to provide, to protect my family and my loved ones, and just to count me worthy even when I don't deserve it. So I'm just grateful, and I just want to repay God by serving him and doing what doing his will for my life. So grateful to be on the line this morning.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't alive with saying God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. It's good to be on the line this morning. Last week I wasn't on there. I was traveling to see my sister Ruth and me. And we had a little party. It was her birthday, so we had a great time, and I'm doing well, and I'm thankful. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Good to have you on the line this morning. Have you back in position. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, good morning, family. All is well. I'm doing good. Good to be back on the line with you all. And I have my brother Lewis on the line as well.
Hey, Brother Lewis. God bless you, Cousin Lewis. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. I'm glad Kim put me on the line, and I enjoy the prayers and everything.
Amen. Yes, Lord. And we definitely thank God for both of you being on the line this morning, touching and agreeing. We love you both. We thank God for you. So good to hear y'all voice. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. You said you was going to be back on the line, Cousin Lewis, and hey, you're back on the line. You kept your word. So we thank God. We thank God for you.
Amen. Glad to be on
the line. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, glad to have you on the line as well. Amen. Cousin Connie and Angel Richmond, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
I'm doing great. I'm just glad to be on the line this morning. To hear the voice, and thank you for your prayers that covers us and keep us. So I just thank God for you. So my mom. You got her eyes. Mom, you want to say good morning? You want to say good morning? Say good morning. Tell them good morning, Mom. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
you,
Mom. All right. He's doing good. What you want to tell him?
Amen.
May God bless y'all.
Amen.
Thank you for the prayers and taking care of my mom. He got her covered. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you both. We love you. So good to hear both of y'all voice on the line this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're so happy. It's always good to hear our great aunt on the line. My great aunt. On the line, so God bless you. God keep you all. Amen. Aunt Bernadine, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you all. I was a little late getting on the because I'm in Natchez, Mississippi at a hotel where we had a little party for my little 10-year-old grandson. He's down here visiting us, and I'm so thankful to hear everybody's on the line and doing good. I'm just so thankful every day of my life. And I was so glad to hear Lewis Jones, our first cousin, on the line.
Yeah.
And he's doing good. He's so thankful, and I'm thankful for him. Yes, Lord. I pray for you and your family and everyone that's on the line, all my sisters and one brother, and I'm just thankful for everybody.
Yeah.
And I'll be back home tomorrow. All right.
Amen.
Love you.
The family, grace and mercy.
Amen.
We love you. Thank God for you.
Amen.
We're going to get on into scripture. Well, I'm just thanking God. Thank God for you and those ones that are out of town that we press in and press on to get on the line, no matter what it is, that we are persistent and being in position, touching and agreeing because it is necessary, the times that we're living in. And we got to understand it is very, very necessary. And God says so. And so I just thank you, Ava and Steen and everyone else that, press in no matter where you're at or where you go, you still got to get in position, understanding how important it is for this family because we are praying for everyone in our family to come to Christ and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that all be saved. Amen. We, I'm sure we need the healing, we need the deliverance, we need it, but we need Jesus, hallelujah, more than anything else we could ever ask for, because we all have to answer, and hallelujah, we got, and we need to have a Savior. So that is our prayer. So it's so important that we press in. You know, we have things that we want to do and we need to do, of course, but putting God's business first and foremost, because without God, we wouldn't be able to do nothing. Amen. So I just thank you all for being in position and making a choice each and every Saturday to be on the line. Amen. God bless you all. God keep you. Our scripture today, I'm going to go straight to scripture, then we're going to wrap up, and I release the pastor's blessing. And I thank you all for allowing me to bow out a little bit early to go and serve at this event. So God bless and God keep you. This morning we're coming from the book of Romans, chapter 12. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God has good, pleasing, and perfect plans for us, his children. He wants us to be transformed people with renewed minds, living to honor and obey him and to serve others in the name of Jesus, because he wants only what is best for us. And because he gave his son to make our new life possible, we should joyfully give ourselves as a living sacrifice in his service. See, when sacrificing, and we talked about this before, we understood back in the biblical day, you know, in that time they were sacrificing animals according to God's law. A priest would kill the animal and place it on the altar as an offering to God. Sacrifice was important. But even in the Old Testament, God made it clear that obedience from the heart was much more important. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So God wants us to offer ourselves, not animals, as living sacrifices, daily laying aside our own desires to follow him. Put all our energy and resources at his disposal and trusting him to guide us. We do this out of gratitude that our sins have been forgiven. My Lord, my God. Apostle Paul warned Christians about following the selfish and corrupt pattern of this fallen world. See, many Christians wisely decide that a large portion of the world's behavior is off limits to them. Our refusal to conform to this world, however, must go even deeper than just behavior and custom. It must be firmly planted in the values rooted in our minds. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As the scripture says, it is possible, however, to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, conveying selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. Only when the Holy Spirit renews us, re-educates us, it redirects our minds, and we are truly transformed when we receive the Holy Spirit of the living God. It is my prayer today that we will receive. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We just said the Lord in the scripture on today. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. God bless your family. It has been a wonderful time this morning. I pray that you all pray my strength as I go forward to serve this, this day. Also to bring comedy to the youth, amen, to deliver some jokes and funny times, you know, a time of laughter, a time of joy for our youth. They are our future, amen. And it's important that we're pouring into the youth and the young adults. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. God bless you. God keep you all until we meet again next time here on the line. Amen. It looks like Cousin Sean DeLise just joined us. We want to hear their voice. And Cousin Doretha. Good morning, Cousin Sean DeLise. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Sorry I'm late. I was at work and now I'm on my way home, so I had to hop on. But it's all, I got on in time to get the word, so that's always a good thing. And God bless you and keep you, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice.
Amen.
I said, oh, wait a minute, before I close, I always want to make sure we get a chance to hear from everybody, even pop in a little bit later.
So God bless you. We love you. God keep you, traveling grace and mercies to you. I pray the strength of the Lord be with you always, and the joy and the peace of God with you and your children, all that you love and concerned about. May you be a blessing to all, and I decree and declare, because God has blessed you, that you're able to be a blessing to others. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Bless you. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cousin Jovita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. I'm sorry I'm late getting on the line. The devil tried to make me sleep, but I still got on there and I got a chance to hear the word of the day, and I thank the Lord. Yes.
Amen.
And I want you all to keep
God
on praying
you.
For me and everything go well. Yes.
Hey, yes. God bless you. We pray the hands of the Lord be upon you and everyone that God has called and ordained for such a time as it is here about you. We decree and declare victory over the procedure, amen, of your recovery, that you have a speedy recovery. We pray that you will go in, Lord God, that you will just bless her with joy and your peace, knowing that you've already taken care of her, that she's coming out in a wealthy place, amen, amen. You're coming out healed, delivered, set free, blessed, whole and new, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare great testimony being birthed in your life that will touch the lives of others that will ask, how can I be saved, amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we just want to thank you, Father God, in advance for the life and the health and the strength and the recovery and the healing of your daughter, Dorita. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We want to make sure we didn't leave anybody out. Amen. So God bless you all. I'm sorry I had to bow out a little bit early here, but we're back on next Saturday. I know I have some things I'm going to do with my children, but I'm always going to try to get on the line. So y'all just bear with me as I try to balance things in my life as well, but also doing
amen.
What God has called me to do first and foremost.
Oh,
I love you all. Thank God for you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live under the spiritual authority of God. May Jesus Christ be the Lord and Savior of your life. And those that you love and concerned about, amen. May the kingdom of God on earth begin to manifest itself because of your obedience to do the will of God. May his favor, his power, and his blessing be poured upon you because you have submitted to the ultimate power, the spiritual authority of God himself. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray that we believe we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyronika. Have a good day.
You too, God bless you.
Have a good day.
Love your family. God bless us. God keep us.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, that's all I really need, just one time. I can't wait till I see you. One time, one, 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 one. king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Get that on a great day. But when I get